SBS Radio.
We have in the program Georgia Rapella, an international student. Good morning, Georgia.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Georgia. I'm an Italian international student living in Sydney at the moment. And I'm 21 and at the moment going into my second year studying communication.
Yes, holidays are over though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. And most students are preparing to go back to universities. But before heading back to your busy workload at uni, you will be sharing your recent trip to the Philippines. But before that, how did you choose your vacation or your travel to the Philippines? I know that you've traveled to other places before.
Yeah, I haven't really traveled a lot in Asia because being from Europe, it's just too far away and I never had the opportunity. But since at the moment I'm living in Australia, I'd say, why not? I mean, it's so close and Asia is such an amazing country. So I couldn't wait to just explore more.
Mm.
The Philippines came a little bit just like by chance. I was supposed to go to Indonesia, but then I found out that during Christmas time and December in particular, Philippines had the best weather possible. It's supposed to be like dry season, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was traveling with a friend and we decided kind of last minute to go for the Philippines.
But like, how did you choose between Indonesia and Philippines? Why Philippines?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really know a lot about the Philippines, but just like scrolling on the photos and the pictures online, I just fell in love with it. I was like, it looks such an amazing place. It's so magic. It looks so beautiful, just like crazy, something that you wouldn't even consider real. So I was like, I have to visit the place.
Yes. And before flying to the Philippines, what were your expectations of the country or the islands that you will be visiting?
I thought that it was going to be a little bit less maybe touristic comparing to Bali. I've seen Bali before and it's very, very touristy. There are lots of Australians. So I didn't really feel like being in an Asian country. I thought that the Philippines would be kind of different, would be more authentic in that kind of way. And that was very interesting to see as well. I've never experienced anything like that. And I did a trip that wasn't just like, you know, staying in like 5-star hotels and these kind of things. I want to experience like real life and real people. So we stayed also in like very tiny villages and talked to locals as well.
Yes.
Very cool.
So you went in December for how many days?
So I was there from the 21st of December till the 8th of January. So I spent there Christmas and New Year's. That was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So which places did you go to?
So I went mostly to Palawan, but I visited Manila a little bit as well. So we moved, I was traveling with a group. So we stayed in Manila for a few days and then moved to Palawan. And in Palawan, we stayed mostly at El Nido, but I also went to Puerto Princesa and island hopping all around that area. So very tiny little islands. All around that part of the island.
In detail, your stay in Manila for how many days?
3-4 days.
3 or 4 days. Where did you go?
I was a little bit unlucky with the weather. So it was either so hot or like raining. So I really didn't visit a lot. But I went around the city a little bit, tried to see as much as possible.
Did you go to Rizal Park? Not really.
Not really. I think we kind of stick to the more like new center. Not really. We didn't visit, you know, like the ancient part because it was raining and we couldn't see anything. So we sticked more to the new part of Manila, which looked a lot like Sydney. It was crazy. But Makati as well. I had an accommodation around Makati, so I just walked around the area, and we went. I don't really remember the name, but along like the sea, there is like a walk.
Oh, the Manila Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went there and we had like such a nice walk there. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Did
you experience the traffic?
The traffic is crazy. And I don't remember how they're called, but those buses that you can just jump on and jump off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. It was crazy. Oh, my God. Like, even to, because we were like, you know, you have to be careful a little bit. We don't really know how to move around. So we just booked like not cabs, what's it called,
is it Uber,
yeah, the
or
kind
grab taxi,
but like sometimes it would take so long like just to grab a taxi, because like it's so much traffic, and to move from one place to the other, like it takes 2 hours or something like that. Even from the airport, I was actually very close, our accommodation was so close to the airport, but it took us like 1.5 hours, probably because it was during Christmas time as well.
Yeah, and most of the time that's how it is unfortunately, but they're trying to ease the traffic, but I don't know how will that happen.
Look, it's fine, like I'm from Italy, we have problems too.
Yes, and from Manila you flew to Palawan.
Yeah,
what was your favorite places or areas that you went to in Palawan that really stand out for you?
So we stayed for a few days in Port Barton, which is like this very rural area in Palawan, and I love that place. It's so authentic. There aren't many resorts, there aren't many people, and I think we were lucky because during Christmas time probably there aren't many tourists as well. So it was beautiful, really very beautiful, and of course I loved El Nido. It's just outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I forgot to mention before, I went to Coron for a few days as well, and I absolutely loved Coron. It's
did you scuba dive or
I just snorkeled. I kind of regret not having scuba dive because they told me that it's amazing, but yeah, I'd say comparing to Australia, I've been to the Great Barrier Reef and I absolutely loved it. But what I saw in the Philippines was much better than on the Great Barrier Reef.
Was it in terms of the fish? Or?
Yeah, in terms of like color. I feel like the Great Barrier Reef, unfortunately, is like slowly dying. Mm. Or probably it's already dying. Well, like in the Philippines, like still the corals and the fish, they're still like thriving. And we went, you know, to sort of these kind of trips that they bring you to shipwrecks and all these things.
Mm.
And there were like corals growing out of shipwrecks, and the colors were just like crazy. All those fish, we saw turtles, we saw clownfish, starfish, just like so many things that I've never seen before in my life.
That's the places you've visited, but let's talk about budget-wise. How expensive, or do you think it's cheaper than the places you've been to in Europe?
Okay, when it comes to the prices, I'd say the Philippines is very cheap. It also depends a lot where you go to, what you want. But I'd say as a student, it was affordable, apart from the flights, which were crazy.
Yes.
But I guess everywhere it's kind of expensive. But no, it was absolutely super affordable. Like sometimes we like wanted to treat ourselves maybe because it was like it's Christmas, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. So we stayed like maybe fancier accommodation, but the food as well, like amazing quality, and it was so, so affordable. So I went a little bit crazy over the shopping and everything. Yeah, food. Yeah, all these kind of things.
And you mentioned that you tried to experience the local accommodation. Like what sort of accommodation you went into?
So instead of maybe like traveling to hotels, we really like wanted to stay more like in hostels or like more like, you know, laid back accommodation. So for example, in Port Barton, our accommodation was right on the beach, which was amazing because you woke up and you had this amazing view. But it was like very kind of old style accommodation. So we didn't even have hot water, which was fine because it's summer, but kind of interesting, you know,
yeah.
to experience. Yeah, yeah.
Because this is a group tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are lined up of places to visit, and there is an extra part in your tour that is quite different from travels overseas or tours. Can you tell us about your visit to the prison?
Yeah, so what I liked about this tour is that I had the opportunity not just to visit and see amazing places, but also to experience something completely different. When I was in Puerto Princesa, we visited a prison. It was something very interesting and confronting because I've never been to a prison before. And we also had the opportunity to talk directly with the inmates. So they were telling us about their life experience, why they were locked up there. and just like having a nice chat in a conversation, like very real with them. We also, so they have this famous group of like dancing inmates.
Yeah.
They performed for us and it was very cute, very nice.
So you went to the Iwahig prison and penal farm?
Yeah, so we had the opportunity to visit the prison and talk to the inmates and also to just experience one of their amazing show. They are famous for like being one of the dancing inmates
yeah.
in the Philippines. So they performed us a few songs and then we directly talked to the inmates about their life experiences, why were they locked up there, and just like, you know, general life conversations. Mm. But it was very open-minded for me. I'm a generally very open-minded person, but yeah. you know, when you visit a prison, you always think that, you know, these people are there for like the right reason.
For crimes, yeah.
For crimes, they're bad people, they should be, you know, kept away from the rest of the population. But then when I talk with them, you kind of realize that probably they were put in that situation because of, you know, the life that they were conducting before.
Mm.
A lot of these guys, super young people, they were like, not my age, I'm quite young.
Even but younger.
Like, there were like some people that are like 24, 25, and they've been locked up since they were like 15, 16.
Wow.
So it's kind of confronting. And a lot of them, I mean, some people, yeah, it were like major crimes, but others were, I wouldn't say that it's not a crime, but like that some people just, for example, steal like a bicycle. All this kind of thing. And they were in prison for 10 years. And I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So yeah, you do say like it's, but at the same time, you know, you kind of relate to their experience.
Yeah.
And that's what made it like very confronting. And at the same time, such a good experience for me too. It was a little bit heartbreaking, but yeah.
Was it an eye-opener for you, like realizing that in this part of the world there is really, or things like this happens?
Yeah, like probably coming from a Western society, you know, you don't really think about these kind of things all the time. And also here in Australia, like the government and the situation, it's so calm and quiet and safe in some terms. So you don't really kind of think about other countries and what people would live, how people would live and what they would experience. But over there, like I heard like some crazy things about the government, how the situation is at the moment, how it has been in the past, how the violence is used like in an everyday kind of life situation. And yeah, it's a little bit scary coming from something completely different.
Yeah. But in general, your experience during your travel to the Philippines, how will you rate it?
Oh, it was totally positive. I loved it. And I can't wait to come back, to go back another time, maybe visit other islands. I really wanted to go to Cebu or other islands nearby that I didn't have the time to visit yet. So definitely I'd say in the future I'll definitely go back to the Philippines.
Yeah, that's what my next question was about. Like, do you consider traveling back to the Philippines?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll go back like tomorrow if I could. So, I loved it.
But you have uni.
I have uni, so I have to stay here. Not even complaining. I like Sydney too, but I really miss the Philippines.
Okay. Have you tried any Filipino food while you were there?
Oh, yeah, lots. I tried to eat as much Filipino food as I could. So I had lots of curries, lots of... I tried lechon at Christmas time.
Yeah.
They cooked that for us. And I had lots of like typical Filipino dishes. So just like...
Adobo,
grilled fish, grilled meat, grilled veggies, lots of rice. I know that you put rice anywhere in any kind of dish for breakfast. Lunch, dinner, so much rice. And
it's new for you, isn't it?
It is new. Coming from Italy, we don't really eat rice. We have some typical rice dishes like risotto, but yeah. It's something I would just have once a week or something like that. While you eat so much rice, like all time, like with veggies and with meat, just like kind of, you know, like a side,
yeah.
Which is weird for me, but I loved it as well. I was just like, you know, after that trip, I'll probably won't have rice for a month or something.
You've consumed enough.
Yeah, but yeah, lots of fruit. I know that like mango is your typical fruit,
yeah,
what you're famous for, and I love mango. So I don't know how much mango I had over there. Like probably 1-2 smoothies every day plus dried mango. I brought home, normally I don't bring food to Australia because, yeah, you have to go through security and all these kind of things. But I bought, I don't know how many packages of dried mango because I was like, I'm not going to find such a good one in Australia. So yeah, I'm obsessed with it. And then I tried guayabano, which apparently is like something typical too.
You said it right, guayabano.
Guayabano, yeah. It's sweet, not too much. And I really liked it when they would mix it with mango in smoothies or with banana. It's so yummy. And you have like those amazing like exotic fruits, just like freshly cut it for... I eat it for breakfast, but I know like for you, it's more like kind of dessert or snack thing. So, and lots of nuts, lots of nuts. This like kind of like super salty, garlicky nuts. I brought them back from the Philippines too. I loved it.
And you were saying off air that you traveled with your friend and she's vegetarian.
Yeah, so my friend actually is vegan, and that was kind of an experience too to see. I was impressed because, let's say, if you travel to Italy and you're vegan, sometimes you find it hard to find options. In the Philippines, it wasn't too hard. Like, we found lots of places where they were, just offering her rice and veggies. Mm. It was always a little bit like rice and veggies, a little bit boring. But still, even when we were in Coron, so it's like a tiny island, we could find some places that were vegetarian, vegan, or were offering vegan options. For example, like lots of like tofu based meals. And that was cool too. I feel like Filipino people eat tofu maybe sometimes. Maybe it's not the most popular thing, but it's not that uncommon. And yeah, like there were some places that were making like smoothie bowls, all these kind of things. Actually, I was shocked because in Port Barton, it's like such a tiny village, we found this restaurant that had vegan cheese. And I was literally shocked. I think if you travel to my country, you would never find that. Like, it's just no.
So food-wise, if you're vegan, there are foods available.
There are options, and there are lots of snacks that you could just snack on. It's not the easiest thing to find like just plant-based restaurants, but there are always options. We went to a very traditional kind of grilling fish place too. Those ones are like show the fish in the front and you can pick.
Cook it live.
And I cook it at the moment, yeah. So that was a little bit tricky, but they had, options for vegetarians. So they were just like cooking for her like a grilled plate of veggies, and she had that. And I mean, it's probably not the fanciest thing, but you can survive.
It's a good experience.
It's all right. Yeah, totally worth it for the places and the amazing things that you can see there.
For those thinking to travel to the Philippines, being it's your first time to go to the Philippines, what should a traveler like you for the first time going to the Philippines should think about?
I'd say be prepared overall in terms of like medicines or anything that you I used to take, even just tiny little things, because sometimes in the Philippines it's difficult to get like first, you could be like in a tiny village and they probably won't have a chemist.
Yeah.
Like all these tiny things that you maybe like don't consider and don't think about when traveling, but it's good to have, even just like insect repellents, like you can find all these kind of things, but it's better to have them already because like you'll never know. And for me, like, I always travel with, like, kind of, like, a first aid kit just in case. And that was useful because in some places, like, we couldn't even find, first, like, things that you would find normally here in a chemist or in a pharmacy.
And maybe, like, medication that you are really used to, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Medications that you probably won't be able to find over there. Oh, another thing, when it comes to money, get as much cash as you can. Because I travel with my credit card as well, but withdrawing money is sometimes tricky and it could take a lot of times and they could run out of cash in the bank sometimes. So there were days in which we literally had no cash and we were like, okay.
Especially if you go to the islands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in the islands, also the Wi-Fi connection is a little bit... I traveled over there thinking that I could do my uni assessment and I needed internet in order to do that. And in the end, I had to ask for an extension because we had no Wi-Fi at all.
And maybe just enjoy your travel.
Exactly. No, but I'd say it's also good because you don't really look at your phone. Like you just, it's also very, you know, relaxing and just like detoxing from the social media and everything. But yeah, don't expect to have like a good Wi-Fi connection, internet connection all the time.
Aside from the traffic and the slow Wi-Fi connection or internet connection, did you experience any negative things while you were there?
Fortunately not. I was very lucky. Nothing really happened to me. I wasn't robbed or I wasn't threatened in any possible way. But I'd say being a female and traveling by myself, always be with a group of people or always be with friends. In particular, at night, it's kind of like normal here in Australia to just go around by yourself whenever you feel like. But I know that in other countries, it's not super safe all the time. And it's good to, you know, I have someone to rely on when traveling too.
Yes. For you, you went on a group tour. For those deciding or thinking, should I go by myself or with a group tour? What's your advice?
I'd totally say if you like traveling by yourself and you're good at it and you love it, just go with it. But just be careful, you know, it's a country in which I'd say it's very safe and secure comparing to what I expected. That exceeded a little bit my level of expectations. A lot of people were telling me, you know, just be careful, you could be kidnapped and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, so scary. In the end, nothing happened. I also say that you should probably stick to those islands that are safe and secure. Not going to those ones in which, you know, they are known for like violence or at the moment they're experiencing some sort of problems in terms of safety. But yeah, like beside that, I'd say that it's a safe country to travel to, in particular if you stick to the islands.
Yeah.
And even in Manila, if you stick to like the rich suburbs, the rich part of the city, and you don't really travel at crazy times at night, you take taxis or you take Grab, and you don't walk in the street like in the dark, I guess that's going to be safe. Not really, I had no problems at all. It was super fine. And the people are very welcoming and so nice and kind at all times. So you'll have an amazing time if you go to the Philippines.
Advantage of being in a group tour.
Advantage is that if you're not that well organized as me, there's someone else that can help you with that. And also maybe if you just look up on the internet, you may have some sort of information, like you may see, oh, visit here, visit this place, but sometimes it's very touristy.
Yeah.
Well, if you travel with a group and you have a tour guide, they probably know where to bring you. Also like some sort of like niche places that a lot of people don't know about. We have been to very touristy attractions. I'd say in Puerto Princesa, we visited the Underground River, which is amazing. And it's so famous as well. There were so many people. But also we've been island hopping to some islands that literally had no one on it beside our group. So that was amazing. Like, I really liked that. Also that part of the experience.
Last one. What's your most memorable time in the Philippines and what do you look forward to when you go back there?
I'd say memorable as well, even if it doesn't sound that fun. We were caught up in a storm while we were in El Nido. And there were floatings and all these kind of things. And I never experienced that before. So it was actually funny walking around the town being covered in mud. But memorable, probably I'd say we had this beautiful day just traveling on the boat around El Nido too and visiting the islands, these crystal clear waters, just snorkeling and having fun all together. The places are absolutely amazing. Like every island that I've been to, every corner of the island, every little spot, it's beautiful. And I wouldn't mind going back a second time at all.
Thank you very much, Georgia, and hope you will share your photos with us.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.